Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Tanaya. I need to advise that this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
All right. Yes, I'm trying to start my unemployment. I just got fired from my job.
Okay.
And I was trying to start my...
Can I have a social?
Yes, 424-430-580.
Okay, 424-430-580.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I have a first and last name, your date of birth, that month's maiden name?
Yes, Deshaun Salter, date of birth 7/8/95, mother maiden name Lena Mae Golden.
Okay. Okay, have you worked on another name other than Salter?
Ma'am.
Have you worked on another name other than Salter?
No, ma'am, just Salter.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
Ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12th, I graduated.
And do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am, I have a state ID.
Okay. Well, yeah, can you provide me that state ID number?
Yes,
ma'am.
I think I know it by heart. It'd be 10.
The I-0.
Ma'am.
I-0.
Yeah, ma'am, 0. It'd be 1, 2, 3, 4. It'd be 1, 4, 0.
Hold on, wait. I-0. What's after I-0?
Okay. 00. 0397.
Okay, so.
Okay, listen. I'm sorry. Can I ask you something?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this is an I instead of a 1?
Yes.
Okay, okay, I never knew that. Okay.
Okay, so you said 3 0s.
It's 4 0s.
Wait, how many zeros?
4.
Okay, so it's I-40397.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. Your prepaid benefit card takes an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. If you are approved for payments, there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
I'm sorry?
Direct deposit.
Uh-huh. And is there a traditional bank, a physical bank you can walk into?
Ma'am.
Is that a traditional bank, a physical bank you can walk into?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It is a region.
Okay. And they're checking the savings?
It's checking.
Okay. When you have it, can you provide me your routing number?
Yes, ma'am. Let me give me just a second.
Mm-hmm. Take time.
Okay, the router number be 06200019.
Okay. And bank account number?
It'd be 03114C2590.
Okay. That was 03114C2590.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, can you verify your address for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's 213 Bellevue Avenue.
Okay, hold on.
Green, Alabama.
I'm changing.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same in that system anymore.
Mm-mm. Say it again for me.
213 Bellevue, B-E-L-L-E-V-I-E-W.
Oh, Bell Avenue.
Yes, ma'am, Bellevue. B-E-L-L-E-V-I-E-W Avenue.
Hold on, you said B-E-L-L.
E-V-I-E-W.
Bellevue Avenue. And what's your city?
Evergreen State, Alabama.
You said Evergreen?
Oh. Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I gotta find it. And it's what again?
Alabama, 36401.
What's your city? I'm trying to look for the city. I got a whole bunch of drop boxes trying to find what's on your head.
Sorry, it's Evergreen, E-V-E-R-G-R-E-E-N.
Oh, hey, Evergreen, here you go.
Yes, ma'am.
And that zip code?
36401.
401?
Yes, ma'am. 36401.
Is your home address different from your above mail address?
Ma'am.
Is your home address different from your above mail address?
It's the same.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
It has.
Can I get a good telephone number for you?
Yes, 251-369-1471.
1471. Okay. Okay, it's necessary to verify your identity while filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer Brandon Jones' questions. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following cities have a current appointment associated to you? Brewton, Anniston, Tuscaloosa, Madison, or none above?
Was the first one Brewton?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am, Brewton.
Okay. Which of the following college have you attended? Washington and Lee University, William Jewell College, Flathead Village Community College, or none of above?
None of above.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have ever been associated to you? 102 Talden, Court, 24991 Blossom Lane, 418 North Main Street, 5057 Stonebridge Lane, or never be associated.
418 North Main Street.
Did you file a receipt unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not mid-tier federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for federal government as civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your last work date?
Give me just a second. I can tell you what it was. Monday. Let me see what the day is. It'll be the 25th. July 25th of 2022.
Okay. This claim will be effective for July 24th of 2022. You dedicated that's your last day of work during this claim week. If you file a week of certification on next week, you will be required to report your growth earnings for this week to calculate your earnings and multiply by the numbers of hours you work by your hourly wage. Fail to report these on wages will consist in fraud.
Okay.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you ever yourself own a business or a corporate office for a business?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently working slowly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to set full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupation?
Can you repeat that one more time, please?
Mm-hmm. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trades or occupation?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving? Have you applied or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied or receiving workers' compensation due to work-related injuries?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Probably about 50 miles.
50.
Yeah, man.
Okay. What's the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
Well, I just got done making $13 an hour, so 14.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a unit hiring hall, as in like CDL, plumbing, bricklayer?
No, ma'am.
Did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. What's your job title?
I was a manager.
Okay. Was you a general? Was you a general manager? Was you a construction manager? A sales? You say shift supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
I got sales, I got finance, I got food service, I got computer, engineer, medical.
What was the question?
Okay, we gotta get one to fit the best description of you, of being the manager. We got general manager, a construction manager, we got food service manager, we got sales manager, financial manager, engineer manager.
I guess you say a food sales manager. I was working at Wendy.
I'm sorry.
I guess you could say a food sale manager. I was working at Wendy's.
I seeking work in your current occupation.
Ma'am.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
Hey, what job are you seeking for?
I'm sorry, you repeat that one more time.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
You don't see it work for my current occupation?
Yes, are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so it's going to ask you what job title description are you seeking for?
You said what job position I'm seeking for?
Yes, you said, the question said, are you seeking work in your current occupation? If you say no, it's going to ask you what job are you seeking for it?
So, I don't get the question.
Okay, I'm just going to put yes. You got to be seeking for the due unemployment. You have to be seeking for a job. You can say you're seeking in your current occupation, but you don't have to be looking for fast food.
Okay.
In what city and state was you working at? In Wendy's.
You said what state I'm working at in Wendy's?
Yeah, what city and state was it?
Evergreen, Alabama.
Is that 65 Liberty Hill place?
It is.
Okay. Thank you. One second. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
Ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay of any time after your last birthday, as a vacation, sick, or holiday?
Yes, ma'am. I get my last check tomorrow.
Okay, is this vacation? Is it, that's a regular check. Is it a vacation, sick, or holiday?
Oh, no, ma'am. It's not.
You report your check stubs on your weekly certification. You'll upload it on the www.labor.alabama.website. I'll give you that towards the end.
Okay.
When was your start date?
How long have you gone to work, babe?
Mm-hmm.
I know it was April last year. I don't remember the exact date.
You said April?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. April last year. Yeah, right.
Sometimes they.
Well, no, I'm talking at September the 24th, 2021.
Okay, say September the 28th.
No, ma'am, September 24th.
Oh, 24. Excuse me. You got a good telephone number?
Yes, ma'am. I said that when I got my first paycheck, but it's showing September 6th on his paycheck.
It's showing September when?
September the 6th, 2021.
The 6th?
Yes, ma'am.
That's when you get your first paycheck?
No, ma'am. That when I started. I got started September the 6th. And I got my first paycheck on the 24th.
Okay, so do you want to do when you first walk through the door, or do you want to do your first paycheck?
When I first walk in the door.
Okay. Do you have a good telephone number for them?
Yes, for me? For them?
Mm-mm. For them.
All right, yes, ma'am. It'd be 251-369-5069.
Okay. All right, and why are you no longer working?
I got fired for no reason. The new general manager, she asked to fire me while she was off the clock, and I was at work when she fired me because of some fact that she just fired my mother, Lily Salter. She had fired my mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
She fired my mother. The incident took place at Wendy's, which was on 24, if I ain't mistaken, which was that Monday. Anyway, incident had took place up there at Wendy's. She left the job and went by my mama's house. During my mama said my mama came to Wendy's pointing a gun at her mama. And said my mama came up there and said a childhood, whatever, at the store. So when she got back there, I mean, her head worried, whatever. She's like, your mama came up here and slapped my side, blah, blah, blah. Basically bringing stuff outside of the store into the store. They don't have anything dealing with Wendy. So, yeah, she fired me because me her head for words. But she really ain't have no protocol to fire me for real.
Okay. So I'm going to put others. I'm put others, no reason given, and I'm going to just explain
yes,
anything.
Ma'am.
Okay. What would you tell by your employee employment being terminated?
She told me that Monday on the 25th of July.
Okay, she told me I was fired Monday.
Just going to kill.
Okay, she told me I was fired Monday because her and my mother had words. And she fired you off the clock.
Yes, ma'am. She was on my clock in. Came in the middle of my shift about some stuff that I ain't much dealing with anything. And she's still in training. Like, hey, that's come on. She's still in training. You must have to do she yet doing all this.
Okay. And what did you do to try to solve the problem prior to being discharged? I mean, terminated, excuse me.
Well, I couldn't do anything at the point. The police was there. She had the police up there and everything. As she told me I was fired or whatever, my comeback, I just had left. I had called my mom, my dad to come at me, and I just left. I did more job application like the next day or whatever, but I ain't trying to go back. I had contacted my district manager. My district manager told me that it wasn't nothing he could do because he wasn't the one that fired me. It was her. So I had to contact HR Corporate to get them statements and stuff about her. Okay.
I couldn't do nothing because the police was up there. I just left and got in touch with HR.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what was her name?
Tawania, T-A.
You said T-A?
Yes, ma'am. T-A-W-A-N-E-A. Coward. Howard.
Okay. Do we have pen and paper?
Okay, yeah, ma'am, I'll be back.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask you a question, and as I ask you a question, I'm going to give you your four-digit PIN, and as I give you a four-digit PIN, I'm going to read you my closing statement, and in my closing statement, may need some information you may need to write down.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. First, do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Your four-digit PIN is 8095. Your four digit pin again is 8095. Okay, and then four digit pin is associated with last of your social and last of your birth year.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me read you my code statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claims. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirement effective this week. Unemployment claims we just finished also register you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain it after completion of the application for your duration of your unemployment claims. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at Alabama Works. That's Alabama Works with an S. Alabama.gov.
Is Alabama with an S?
Yeah. So it's Alabama Works with an S.
Okay, Alabama Works with an S.
Yeah. .alabama.
.gov.
Yes.
Okay.
And update your online.
Okay.
No, you're fine. Your phone's skipping. What you said?
Okay. That's the email I go on. I'm gonna say the website I go on to.
For your. That's for your application. You have to do your applications.
Okay. Okay.
And update your online resume. Fail to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actually seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sundays and ends on Saturdays. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the entire week. Fail to make complete certification each week can result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. All right.
Okay. If you choose to file a visa, the telephone number you should call each week is
800-752-7389.
All right. 800-752-7389. Yes, 7389. So that's call if you want to do your weekly certification over the telephone. So you'll do that for the www.labor.alabama, that website, so you check your portal, as aka your status, and if you when you need to upload some information about the claim, that's also where you'll go.
Okay.
Okay. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sundays through no later than 5 p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. The information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Fail to follow instructions. This can result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive this booklet within the next 7 days or have any questions about this information, please contact our number at
1-800-361-6614. Okay.
Okay. And that's also our inquiry line number. That's the number you'll call if you have any questions concerning your claim. Excuse me. Okay. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. If so, we will contact you by letter or telephone before your decision or your claim is made. All right, Mr. Deshaun, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am. I thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim. You enjoy your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.